Hi everyone, I'm Joel Gould and welcome to the new edition of NRL.com's Pearls Preview Pod. We're coming to you from the QRL studios in Brisbane as we always do, and I'm with Steve Renoff. Good morning, Steve.
Joel, how are you?
Very well indeed, very well. We're going to preview all the eight NRL games in round, what are we up to, round eight, aren't we? But first I'd like to ask you, Steve, about the blockbuster game, Souths hosting the Brisbane Broncos. Yeah. It's been a drama-charged week, no doubt, with all the talk about Wayne Bennett's exit from the Broncos, how it all unfolded. Done a few pieces on NRL.com about that. And also, of course, it's Darius Boyd's 300th game, NRL game under his old coach. Wayne seems to be enjoying himself this week.
Yeah, he is, mate. You know, sort of been in contact with him this week as well. And look, I think he's playing it down a bit. You know, he I say that with a tongue in the cheek, but it's going to be a big game, and they're trying to play it down. And I noticed Anthony Seibold is playing it down as well, but they'll both be chairman at the bit come Thursday night, I tell you.
You think the Broncos are regretting what they did with Wayne and in sacking him?
Well, look, you can't really say that at the moment. I mean, look, they're totally different. Totally different ends of the ladder, aren't they? So Wayne's gone down there, and he's he's really done well with the South Sydney side. And as we know, Anthony's struggled, or the team seems to be struggling up until last week. But you know, that all seemed to make it so right with that win, because they did play very, very well, the Broncos. But I tell you what, it's going to be a great game to watch.
Well, there's a lot of interesting things unfolding behind the scenes this week. Like I said, we've seen quite a few stories across the media about how it all unfolded when Wayne left. And Wayne seems to... I've just been seeing some vision of South Sydney training. He's got a big smile on his face. He's been very engaging. Yeah. He spoke to me about Darius at length in the piece I did with him and Darius. He seems very relaxed. I think Anthony's handling it okay as well. I mean, he's been quieter in the media. Like, Wayne likes this sometimes this narrative that he's, you know, he's not really media friendly, but really, really, he's the ultimate. I've always
he's the ultimate media player, I reckon. He knows how to play you guys, but he's very good at it. And look, he'll be. I reckon going in this week, yep, he's been upbeat, and that's part of it. And he just can't wait to get him down there, to be honest. You know, they're both teams. I mean, it'll probably be a little bit wary too, because of the way the Brisbane Broncos played last week, and they're coming off that great win, obviously with their couple of big boys back. You know, they really showed some ticker the other night, and so played some good rugby league. And so he'll have that at the back of his mind, you know, trying to shut that down.
Definitely. Well, I mean, we've seen, obviously, the Rabbitohs going from strength to strength, and the Broncos hitting back last week against the Sharks, an injury-depleted Sharks, mind you. Yeah. So let's not get too carried away with their performance, but all you can do, I guess, Steve, is win the game.
Yeah.
And what did you make of Anthony Milford's performance?
Well, once again, you know, everyone's been in. Been talking about the halves, and we've probably been very harsh on them. He really needed a big game. And lo and behold, that come from a dominant forward performance by the Brisbane Broncos. And that's always going to happen. I think we've been a bit lacklustre in the middle. You know, we've been a little bit loose in defence, a few mistakes. And as I said, having Pengai Jr. and Matt Lodge back just toughened that middle up, which gave Milford the room to do what he wanted to do.
Well, big news this week. I've just been to Broncos training. We're recording this on this is Wednesday morning. Yeah. We're recording this, and Anthony Seibold spoke at length about Cody Nikorima. It seems certain that he's about to leave to go to the Warriors. Anthony spoke about the fact that there's a big offer on the table and too good to refuse, and the Broncos obviously not intending to match that. And so his exit. And he's not playing this week either with an injury as well. But and also, Anthony spoke about giving him some space.
Yeah.
You know, so it's almost like a welfare issue for him not to have that pressure hanging over him. So we've got 18-year-old Tom Dearden making his debut. 31 years ago, the King... Well, sorry, it wasn't 31, was it? It was 41 years ago. The King made his debut, King Wally Lewis as an 18-year-old for Valleys.
Yes.
Scored 3 tries at Newman Oval, famous occasion. Dearden, he gets his opportunity in the number 7 jersey.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a big game for him, you know, throwing into the lines, really. It'll be interesting. I mean, we don't have much option outside of that, obviously, with experience in the halves. But, you know, he's been playing some great footy, you know, for Wynnum. And so he deserves his call-up. I think it'll be full on for him, you know, coming into the team. I mean, there's going to be that expectation. And, you know, good luck to Cody as well. You know, I got a lot of time for Cody Nikorima, and I think he's been playing some good footy. I know he's another one that everyone's been on top of, but I think he's been the pick out of the two up until last week, out of him and Milford. And so, yeah, hopefully, you know, I've heard he's making a decision, obviously, on behalf of his young family and himself, and I think good luck to him. You know, he's going to sign a good contract. So that's well done. But young Dearden, you know, he's got to take his chance. You know, there's expectation he's got to come in and obviously take a lot of pressure off Milford and run this team around. And look, from what I've seen of him, he could do that. And it'll take him a little while to adjust, but, you know, he's got to take the opportunity.
Okay, well, South Sydney, obviously, the Broncos coming off a big win over Cronulla. The South Sydney, a really good win over Penrith. Mm. And their halves, Walker and Reynolds, just the way they're always in control, weren't they? And Cody Walker, how good's he going?
Oh, he's just come on so, you know, so well at that club. And he's obviously, you know, I think he's blossomed under Wayne Bennett, to be honest. You know, his year so far has been amazing. You know, he got a, you know, scoring tries, and he's just a good footy player, you know, and tough, and he doesn't mind running the ball.
No, he doesn't, and Reynolds has just been outstanding. I think Adam's playing better this year,
yeah.
And also playing a bit more what he sees. I think that's going to happen under Wayne with halves, as you know.
Yeah.
I think Wayne lets them play, doesn't he?
He does. If he, you know, obviously they got their game plan. If they see something, you know, he always encourages it. You know, you have a shot at it. If you see something that's out of the game plan and you think it's going to be okay, have a shot.
Okay, a big occasion. This is, and we've been talking about this game, yeah, for so long. Darius Boyd does get, yes, to play 300 against Wayne. They've been joined at the hip, these two guys, haven't they?
And he's never played against him.
Only in an international. Only in an international. That's the only one I can,
yeah,
find. It was an international game where Australia played England.
Yeah.
England. Yeah, that's the only one, but never in club footy.
No.
Wayne said some really nice things about Darius this week, as I mentioned before, and Darius has spoken at length about his relationship with Wayne.
Oh, yeah, very, very close.
Okay. So it's a big occasion for Darius, and what a great achievement. He hasn't played 300 for Broncos. Wayne said he should have, that really the only reason he left was because the Broncos didn't want to extend his contract, so he went down with Wayne to the Dragons, where he won a title.
Yeah.
So it's fitting, isn't it, that he plays 300 with his life mentor, really, sitting up in the stands.
Yeah, definitely. And look, as you mentioned, Joel, they've been very, very close over the years, and Wayne's been a great mentor for him, you know, like he has for a lot of people, but there's a little bit special relationship there between those two that's been formed over a lot of years.
Okay, who's going to win this, Steve? Both these sides, apart from the Nikorima Dearden change, both these, yeah, sides going in really at full strength.
Well, they are. It's going to be a tough one, Joel. Do I have to pick this one?
Well, you do, Steve. You do. Your tips are going up on NRL.com very shortly, I believe.
Oh, no, look, it's going to be tough. I got to stick with the Broncos. I was really impressed with their win last week. And, you know, if this is tight, you know, they can get away with this game. Look, and there's going to be nothing in it. You know, I'm probably being a bit biased here. I'm going with the heart that I want the Broncos to win, but geez, it's going to be a tough match.
Yeah, well, I think the forwards for Brisbane are going to have to repeat what they did,
yes,
last week. I mean,
yeah,
they played extremely well. The starting three middles,
yeah,
they call them middles these days, of Tevita Pangai Jr., Matt Lodge and Payne Haas were outstanding. Joe Offahengawe off the bench was, I thought, outstanding. But they're up against the Burgeye.
That Burgeye.
Matt Lodge just said how he idolises Sam Burgess.
Oh, gee.
So he said all the right things this week.
Yeah.
And, yes, I'm tipping South Sydney, Steve.
Yes.
Okay, Cowboys hosting the Titans on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Both these sides really having a lot of issues, aren't they, at the moment? And very sad, Tamari Martin suffering from bleed on the brain.
Gee.
And that was terrible to hear that. We hope he's going to be okay. He's been replaced at fullback by Jordan Kahu, and Tom Opacic's been called into the first grade side again. Taumalolo named as a reserve again.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting one as well. So we've seen both these sides lose last week. Jared Wallace is back for the Titans. Phil Sammy's on the wing. AJ Brimson's back on the bench. This is a huge game for these two sides.
Oh, it is, mate.
Titans gave up a big lead against West Tigers at Scully Park, and the Dogs just simply outplayed
Cowboys. Yeah, the Cowboys. Yeah, look, they're both sitting in that category. You know, the games, I think out of the two, though, the Titans are probably are going a bit better than the Cowboys. So if you look at their previous games, as you said, the Titans gave away a good lead last week, and that was unfortunate. But, you know, once the Tigers got going, they really stepped on the gas and put the points on them. But for me, this one, I'm going to go with the Gold Coast. I just look at the Cowboys. They got a few, when I say problems, no big problems, but they're just not playing great footy, to be honest, just to be basic. They just don't have anything in attack, I think. And it's, as you say, they're light on with pace, in their back. So I just think the Titans will probably go the better in this one.
Yeah, I feel that way too, Steve. I know Paul Green addressed there's some scuttlebutt getting around about losing the dressing room, as it always happens when you're struggling. There's always going to be a story like that come up. That's been addressed. The players saying that they're fully supportive of Green. It's a tough situation for the Cowboys. They really were expected to do a lot better. You and I both thought they would.
Mm.
Not having Kyle Felt, it's funny, a winger. We talk about a winger. Not having him, I think, hurt them. And they just don't seem to have any strike.
No.
I've been impressed with Bryce Cartwright lately.
Yeah.
He's got some really nice passing going in his game. I think that's going to be enough.
Well, there's just a couple of key players and who I think are probably struggling. It is a real post-JT thing going on there. And they really got to get that out of their mind, I think, and just play their own footy. The Cowboys footy without JT.
Okay, well, we're both tipping the Titans there. The other game on Friday is the Sharks hosting the Storm. Got a feel for the Sharks.
No.
Everything's going wrong for them at the moment with injury. Sean Johnson's out with that injury sustained against the Broncos.
Yes.
And we've got Kyle Flanagan at 5'8". Britton Nakora returns from suspension. That's a big gain for them. The Storm, well, they've only just been strengthened, really, with Nelson Sofa Solomona just coming up into the starting side after he was benched last week. Hard to go past the Storm. Even though they haven't been playing great, they just know how to win, don't they? How good was Cameron Smith last week?
Oh, he was, you know.
One-point win, but Smith just...
Controls the game. He takes it in control when he needs to, and he definitely did that. And they needed that. The Warriors were great.
Weren't they?
And
they probably deserved to win, the Warriors.
Probably did. They played
well. They did deserve to win.
They were playing the tougher and better footy, to be honest. And somehow the Storm, they do. They find their way through these games, these tight ones, and they come out on top in the end. And you know, once again, that comes back to the leader in Cam Smith. He just took control and just steered the ship. You know, very calm head, obviously, and they end up with the win. So look, you can't go past the Storm with this one, without a doubt.
I'm tipping the Storm too, but it's always a great game, this one, at Shark Park. Sharks have done pretty well against Melbourne lately, but I just can't see them overcoming. There's too many injuries to key men for the Sharks. It's just too hard when you're up against basically a full-strength Melbourne. Very hard to win that one. Well, the Raiders, they're hosting the Penrith Panthers, who have been very disappointing. Both these sides coming off a loss. The Raiders to Manly and Penrith, obviously, to South. Bailey Simonson's replacing Jordan Rapana who's got a rib cartilage injury for the Raiders. Hudson Young and Corey Horsberg on the bench. Ivan Cleary has stuck with his same 17 that lost to South. It's getting desperate for Penrith.
It is. It is getting desperate. I just don't see any way out. Obviously, they're affected by everything that's happening at the moment. But look, even before this sort of came up, their footy this year just hasn't been there. And I don't know whether they're adjusting to Ivan Cleary's way of the footy. But you can't see them. They haven't been really doing too much different to what they've done in the past, but they're missing out on these games that they should be winning. This is going to be a tough one down there at Canberra. I'm really impressed, obviously, with Canberra, the way they're going. I love the way they started last week, but unfortunately they didn't get a win either, but definitely got the Raiders for this one.
Yeah, so have I, Steve. The Penrith Panthers have got to get Viliame kick out more ball. And they've got to utilise him more because he's the strike weapon for them. Talking about strike weapons, the Manly Sea Eagles losing Daly Cherry Evans, still prevailing over the Raiders last week at home. We've got Kane Elgee and Lachlan Croker, who played well last week. Croker in the halves. Adam Fanua Blake's also back for Manly. That's a big gain. He's been in outstanding form. Manly's hosting the Bulldogs on Saturday afternoon, and the Bulldogs were outstanding last week.
This is another
really part. Outstanding back rower Corey Harawira-Naira. How good was he last week against the Cowboys? Two tries, fantastic. I really liked Aidan Tolman's performance again.
Oh, yeah, again.
And Josh Jackson, he was also very, very good. But Manly, it's at Lotto Land. Manly losing players left, right and centre as well, with Cherry Evans joining Tom Trbojevic in the injured list. Good signs for Canterbury.
Oh, it is. Look, I've been impressed. You know, obviously, if you, go back a couple of years, I've been pretty hard on them, but Dean Pay's actually turned their attack around, which is great. They're playing a bit more expansive footy. They've gone away from that, our big boys will win this game. And I'm really impressed with the way they're playing their footy, and I think they're on a bit of a roll. So I'm going to go for the Doggies over the Seagulls in this one.
Well, I would tip Canterbury, but it's at Manly, and I like this Manly pack. Really like it. Tapau and Fanua Blake, I think together they're pretty awesome combination.
Oh, they are, mate.
And then Jake Trbojevic, which we all know how good he is. But it's going to be a good game. There's some great history between these clubs, obviously. They played in the grand final in the past when Canterbury upset Manly. And I think it's going to be a cracker of a match. And I really like what Cogran Lewis did last week. They played so much better, didn't they? They controlled that game better. So I'm tipping Manly, though.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, the last game on Saturday night is the Roosters hosting the West Tigers. Luke Keary back after missing the Anzac Day clash with concussion. Victor Radley back into hooker because poor old Jake Friend with that biceps rupture. Steve, you wanted to pick him in your Origin team, and unfortunately his moment seems to have passed.
Oh, it did, and he had such a great game. That's I sort of called it three quarters through up until he injured himself. He was going to be a shoe-in for the Origin hooking role. And
you sent me a text saying that, and then he got injured.
Yeah, then he got injured, put the mocker in the poor lad. It's unfortunate for him. He's just riddled with these injuries. He comes back, has a great game. He played himself into an Origin jersey, and unfortunately he gets a bad injury. So, it is... bad luck for him, but I think in this match you just can't. The Roosters are just too strong. I reckon they'll do the Tigers.
I think so too, Steve. That the Roosters just the Dragons were gallant on Anzac Day, but the Roosters really controlled the game despite the Dragons' comeback.
About that? I mean, they had their opportunity too, St George, and there were just a couple of fatal errors, as I call them. Ben Hunt came up with a couple, and that's one thing with him. He's got to get that out of his game. He gets in some of those big situations, and he literally dropped the ball the other week.
Yeah, he did. Well, we'll come to him in a minute, Steve, too. But big news for the Tigers, obviously, with Benji Marshall back. Perfect timing, because Josh Reynolds sidelined with a knee injury. But they were really good... the West Tigers last week. Ryan Madison, I thought, was outstanding in the forwards, and Alex Twol both played really big games. And Mahe Fanua had one of his best games, I thought, too.
Yeah, look, young Ryan Madison. Really good. I think he's the nephew of Terry Madison, too, Bronco great.
How good's he played in that game? That was a really good performance because they were well down.
Well, he's been playing good footy all year, so he's he's come on really well. I think he's come from the Roosters to the Tigers.
Yeah, the Roosters, hard to go past them. And Boyd Cordner, what a great game he had last week. Really dominant. And Kieran Cronk back, yeah, you just can't go past them, really. Okay, the Warriors. Now, they have been very unfortunate lately, and you can see why they've gone for Nick Arima. I think if they'd had a controlling half there, and they've got Blake Graham back from a groin injury this week, and they've played all sorts of people in the halves. They had Torhu Harris playing there.
Yeah,
really. I mean, that shows you how desperate they are for a halfback.
It nearly came off for them.
It nearly did. I mean, you couldn't knock them. No. The way they played, and they haven't been that bad in the last 3 weeks. They've lost, but they could have easily won three games. So they're hosting a resurgent Knights who were inspired by Mitchell Pearce last week, named the same 17. Mitchell coming under a bit of heat, and he delivered. He delivered big time for the Knights in a great performance. Warriors, some good news too for them. They've got Roger Tuivasa-Sheck back from injury. Massive for them. David Fusatua back to give that back five the punch that they really do have. And they've got some good forwards in good form, like Harris played really well, even though he was playing in a foreign position to him. Adam Blair needs to lift. He's gone back to the bench. He's copped a bit of flack this week. Oh, sorry, the week for a couple of weeks, actually. I'm sure he'll be looking for more metres.
Without a doubt.
He hasn't had many of them, but he scored a try last week.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I thought, that's great, Adam Blair, and then I didn't realise that was, I believe, the only run that he had.
One run, one try, that's great. But, I was really impressed, obviously, with the Warriors last week in their game against the Storm, and you know, I was impressed with the Knights. But over there, they got Blake Green back, as you said, Tuivasa-Sheck. So for me, I'm gonna back the Warriors after their, you know, they played a great game last week. I think out of the two, they'll get this between them and the Knights.
I'm tipping the Warriors to win too, Stephen. I like the fact that Blake Green and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck are back. That's a big pluses for them. A blockbuster game on Sunday. Eels hosting the Dragons at Bankwest Stadium. What a venue that is. The Eels lost last week, obviously, to Newcastle. Daniel Alvaro will start at the prop. Start at prop after missing last week's game. So that's a gain for the Eels. And for the Dragons, Ravalawa's been promoted to the starting side on the wing, and Zach Lomax moves to the centres. Ewan Aitken back to the bench. So there's a few little switches there for the Dragons, who came back nicely last week. Matt Dufty was outstanding at fullback for them. The Eels will be a bit disappointed with their performance last week, but this venue gives them an extra leg, doesn't it? I mean, we've already seen that against West Tigers. They just blew them apart.
Yeah, and this is probably where, when you look at both the teams, I mean, it's going to be another big occasion. They'll have another big crowd there, obviously, you know, playing the Saints, and this is where it's going to be a tussle in the middle again with these forwards pack. I've been impressed, obviously, with the forward pack of St George, but this is where Ben Hunt really needs to step up. This is going to be a big game. I think it'd be viewed as you say as a blockbuster for the weekend. So if he stays right, I think that St George will get it. I don't mind the way they've been playing. Dufty's been great. It's probably only by injury that he's ended up back at fullback, but that obviously suits him. And I'd like to see the Saints get away with this one.
I'm tipping St George here too. I think it's a big month for Ben Hunt, isn't it?
Yeah.
He and Michael Morgan both would prefer to play halfback for Queensland. I mean, Daly Cherry Evans is going to be racing the clock to be fit. See how he goes. But for Hunt, Kevy gave him a shot last year. in the first two games, then played him off the bench in game three. And Michael Morgan was obviously unavailable for a couple of games.
Kevy's a big fan of Ben Hunt's, and but I think Kevy'd like to see a bit more from him. So, I'm expecting a big one from Benny.
Is this a big month for Hunt?
Yeah, it is, mate. It is. He's playing for an Origin jersey, but he's playing for that the number seven. So, it's there to be taken. So he really needs to step up.
What do you think about Cherry Evans? 4 to 6 weeks. He's going to be. It's going to be tight.
It'll be tight. I mean, I think it's a high ankle sprain. Anything could happen with them. Do you bring him back a week early and risk more injury, or just let this ride for the first Origin? It would be good to have him there, but we'll see. The funny things have happened. So if he is fit, I'm sure they'll play him.
Mm. Okay. Well, it is a big month for Queensland playmakers of all descriptions. Oh, yeah. Corey Norman, I believe, I know Kevin Walters has been impressed with his form so far, and I know you're not the biggest fan of Corey Norman, but I personally believe he could come into kick calculation for a bench position. It's a big month for him too. He needs to step up, which he's done. Yeah. Look, what I've really liked about Norman's play is that he's with those field goals in particular, and he you look at his stats, and they're good. He's had, I think, 5 line break assists, 5 try assists. His defence is very good. I think he's got about 85% effectiveness ratio.
He's really settled in that position. I think he's fitted in to this team really well. I always viewed him as a real individual within the team, and a little bit blasé about the playing in, he sort of did his own thing, but he seemed to have really fitted in here, and he's just playing in the team, with the team, which is great for his footy. It settles him down, and he can be consistent with that.
Mm. Well, he is going well, and I think he's got some really good men around him too. There, guys like James Graham, Tyson Frizzell, real. These guys, you don't mess with these guys.
No, they expect
discipline. On and off the field, and we've seen Corey Norman showing that. I know the Dragons players can't believe how chilled he is. So I don't think Origin would faze him, to be honest. I don't think he'd be nervous.
No,
he's one of these.
No, he's so definitely confident, and you see that he carries himself. Just generally, he's a confident lad, and like I said, I like him. He's a good bloke. I had worried a little bit about his way he played. More or less playing for himself in the past, and that might be where he was at the time. But he's definitely fitted in with this Dragons team.
Okay, Steve, well, you're tipping the Dragons,
yes.
So am I for that game. And it's going to be a fascinating round, ending with that game, starting with the blockbuster.
Yeah.
Bennett up against the Broncos.
They've done it well. Who would have written the script that this was going to be happening? And, look, as I said, that is going to be the game of the round, obviously, for me personally, but for a lot of people, they'll all be waiting for Thursday night.
You got a text from Wayne, did you? Is that your conversation with him, or did you talk to him?
No, just a little text. Won't say what's in the text, but that'll be for another conversation.
Fair enough, Steve. The mind boggles. What that might have been.
No, I was actually chatting to him about. I asked him the question around. You were never going to go to Penrith under Gus Gill, were you? He did say no. I said, well, I don't know how that would have worked. He goes, good question. That was it.
Oh dear.
So that was never on the cards.
Imagine those two characters together.
Not a chance.
Wouldn't it be fascinating? Phil Gould and Wayne Bennett working together, having a chat in the dressing room. The dynamic, just unbelievable.
What, Gus telling him what he did wrong? Wouldn't that go down well?
Yeah, two of the greatest minds we've seen in rugby league.
And without a doubt, yes. And look, Gus Gould's got just as much respect with all these Origin boys that he used to coach during the 90s as Wayne does with all of us, so we played under him, for Queensland and for the Broncos. So, very much the footy heads of rugby league.
Imagine Gus Gould at the Broncos as the coach. Imagine that. I wonder if that nearly ever happened once.
You'd never know.
Who would know?
Who would know?
Yeah. Okay, Steve. Well, we'll talk next week. We'll review these games. Certainly talk about what happened in the Broncos Rabbitohs game. I'm not sure how that game's going to go, but I do think South should win, from what I've seen so far this year. But we'll wait and see. I can't wait. I cannot wait for it. And we'll talk about it next week. We'll also better keep everyone informed about our other podcasts on NRL.com. We've got Fantasy on Tuesdays with Chris Kennedy and Dominic Brock. And on Thursdays, with the Late Mail crew. There's the Broader Game podcast with Katie Brown and Alicia Newton Thursdays. The Power Hour with Sow Wow on Fridays. And the Sunday Session each Sunday night with Chris Kennedy and Craig Wing, wrapping up the round. We'll talk next week, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Joel.